Instant update on the coronavirus in New York City, March 19th, 2020. As always, we will keep your instant update under 7 minutes. Today, we will cover the latest count of confirmed cases, hear some updates from this morning's press conference with President Trump, learn about new developments in New York, and dive a little deeper into the growing divide between Cuomo and de Blasio. Finally, we will end on a lighter note and listen to the Cuomo brothers spar over who's mom's favorite. New York City now has 2,469 confirmed cases out of 4,152 in New York State. This represents an increase of 1,129 overnight. New York continues to be the most impacted state in the nation. We have now tested 22,000 people as the pace of testing quickens, which is one reason why the numbers are rising. President Trump continues to point blame towards China.
Some people would say an act of God. I don't view it as an act of God. I would view it as something that just surprised the whole world. And if people would have known about it, it could have been stopped in place. It could have been stopped right where it came from, China.
Further, he indicated that he's cut through the bureaucracy and we are now seeing more potential solutions.
So we slashed red tape to develop vaccines and therapies as fast as it can possibly be done. If treatments known to be safe in Europe, Japan, or other nations are effective against the virus, we'll use that information to protect the health and safety of American people. Nothing will stand in our way as we pursue any avenue to find what best works against this horrible virus.
Back in New York, Cuomo continues to tout the growing relationship between the state and federal government, saying,
States don't fight wars. They did it at one time in this nation's history. It was a tragedy. The federal government has the capacity to mobilize the way we need society to mobilize today. And I've had numerous conversations with the president. I spoke with him again last night. He is mobilizing. He's mobilizing the federal government.
However, de Blasio and Cuomo don't seem to be on the same page about this subject.
And President Trump has not done anything to maximize the amount of medical supplies being produced and to ensure they're distributed where they're needed the most in the United States.
We are starting to see more efforts being made to aid the citizens of New York as the effects of the crisis start to sweep through our communities. Governor Cuomo announced 90-day mortgage relief, as well as fees for overdraft, ATM, and credit cards being waived. I'm sure there will be more to come on this front. As always, let's end on a lighter note with the brothers Cuomo on CNN.
There's always time to call mom. She wants to hear from you, just so you know.
Yeah, I called mom. I called mom just before I came on the show.
It's not what
By the way, she said I was her favorite.
She never said
Good news is she said you were her second favorite. Second favorite son,
no.
Christopher.
We both know neither of us are mom's first or second favorite in the family. I can't believe you're lying to my audience. You've blown the credibility of the entire interview. I should have ended it before.
Second favorite son. Listen to the words.
I didn't hear it.
Listen to the
Politicians are very tricky. You throw a word in there after the first time you said it. Creates a lot of doubt. But I appreciate you clarifying.
Not me. Straight across the plate.
Stay strong.
Straight across the plate.
Stay strong. Stay for your people. And I appreciate you being here. I love you, brother.
Thanks for listening. And remember that you can get COVID-19 updates sent to your phone by texting COVID to 692-692. If you or anyone you know believes they may have been exposed to coronavirus, please call the New York State Health Hotline at 1-888-364-3065. As always, we will be back tomorrow with another instant update on the coronavirus in New York City.